about 15 minutes early, like that old football coach used to say, if you're not here 10 minutes early, you're late. Anyway, she got here 10 minutes early. Don't let her fool you. She's still prompt and right on the money. What's been going on since we last met? A lot, I know that.
Yeah, well, the big one was last night. That was my favorite event so far, and it was a lot of fun. Representative Kevin Hearn came and hosted a reception. We had our homeschool choir performed, and they are always amazing. Our choir director is phenomenal, and we only had a small portion of our choir. At our Christmas program last year, it was 250 voices, and that would be too many. But we had some of them perform. Mm-hmm. It was just so much fun. So many people came out. I enjoyed meeting some of the faces that I've talked to on Facebook and other places. I got to meet, and so it was a fun event.
Well, Wendy Stearman, one of the things you've always told me is that one of the best parts of campaigning is that you actually get to talk to people, and people get to talk to you, and communication is so key if you're going to represent folks.
It is. I agree. In fact, Representative Hearn was talking about that last night, how he likes the title representative, mm-hmm. because that is what he is, and I agree. That was my purpose in running, was to represent the individual, and I kind of like to think of it, there are lobbyists and there are all the agencies and different organizations have representation at various levels of government. But what does the individual have? What do I as the individual have? What do you have? I don't have a lobbyist to go and lobby on my behalf. I have a representative. And so that is my goal, is to be the lobbyist for the individuals in Oklahoma and in this district specifically.
You stay true to that because that was something that you campaigned on rather vigorously in the primary.
Yes. Well, that was my intent when I decided to run. That was my focus. There are many variations. There are many different topics and issues, but my plan was representation in government at the state level. Mm-hmm. That was my goal. That was my purpose.
All righty. Well, I tell you what, last time you were here, we talked about the state question on sentencing, and we kind of veered off on how the whole state question process is just
a
little...
Well, yeah, and 805 was even less known that recently. It's really become much more in the forefront now. Lots of people talking about it, lots of ideas.
I'd like to take you back to that so that we can circle back to just that question alone, and then we can go process later on if you'd like.
Sure. Oh, go back to that.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay. Yeah, as far as 805 and what it is, it has to do with sentencing reform, which I very much believe that we need in this state and probably nationwide, but specifically this state. And so it's very tempting. I was tempted when I first saw it. Oh, well, this is something we need. We should support this. But then, very quickly you look into it, you read it, and it's making a change to our Constitution that cannot be affected very easily by the legislature. So any tweaking, anything that needs to be done can't be changed because it is a constitutional amendment. And so... for that reason, I mean, that is my number one reason that I will not support that state question. I believe that we have way too many state questions because I think these things need to be dealt with at the legislative level, not just, we have, when these state questions come on the ballot, often it's not even Oklahomans who are proposing it and pushing this idea. The money comes from out of state and pushes these ideas, and then that changes our Constitution. And I am very supportive of our representative republic. I think that there's a reason we have the two-party system and the legislature deciding laws because that is an effective way of, working out the kinks and finding the best way to present the law. And I don't believe that a state question is beneficial.
There are states that raise the bar tremendously in order to get something on the ballot, and I've noticed that in my brief time living here in Oklahoma, the bar is not as high as it is in other places.
Yeah.
And maybe some thought should go into that.
I've certainly put some thought into it, and yes, I think some action should go into
Some action is always good. Now, as we're bearing down here on the last few weeks, what's Wendy Stearman doing these days?
You know what Besides Wendy Stearman's doing sleeping. Because I do the same thing every time I'm in here, which is meeting people, knocking doors. that's what I will continue doing. Continuing to get my platform, I suppose, you know, what I believe, to the individual voters. Mm-hmm. And more they're, you know, as it nears, more people are looking up who the candidates are and contacting me. And, you know, many people will decide the week of who they're going to vote for and really start looking into it. They say the election happens, you know, in the last 3 weeks, or the campaign, and it's very true. It's just now starting to gear up and actually happen, and people getting interested and wanting to know more about the different topics and the different people running.
Very good. You know, I've been told that you better not ask an Oklahoman a question if you don't want an answer. Well, and you're going to get one.
Yeah,
and what's been some of the feedback on the various topics involved in this upcoming race? What are the topics that come up in conversations you've been having with friends, neighbors, and people?
Well,
in the area?
I can tell you the number one question that I get when knocking doors is, do I support our president? Mm-hmm. And yes, absolutely I do. I think he's done a great job. That is, you know, most people are more concerned with what's going on at the national level, and rightly so, because there's a lot going on there. So that is primary. From the questions that I get and the conversations I have, our concerns all seem to be very similar, which is people want to be left alone and they want to keep their money. And
pretty easy.
Yeah. So and that's been my goal and my focus since I decided to run. I mean, those were the primary reasons that I wanted to run. Keep government limited and keep the money that people earn in their pockets. Those have been my goals. Education is a big one as well, and education does come up. And as you know, my whole life is about education. I did not run with education in mind specifically. I didn't really run with any specific issue in mind other than limiting government, representing the individual interests. Mm-hmm. But education is a big one, and I am very supportive of all forms of education. I love looking at just how can we make this work, you know, just in my limited cooperative, how can we best serve these families, these students. That is always my focus. That will continue to be my focus in all forms of education. I don't think one form of education is any better than any other form. I think each form has its benefits and its drawbacks. My goal will be to limit the government even in that situation. I think, you know, local control will always be my focus in any issue. Education specifically, I've talked to so many teachers who love to teach, who want to give their love of learning to those students. And I love that. I love their heart. I want them to have that flexibility. And that's not going to come from policies mandated from the federal level or even the state level. It needs to be local control. And so that is my focus, how I want to represent the individual families and students and teachers in our district.
Well, very, very good. Now, for folks who, like you say, they're just kind of coming to the game because, this is the big one. Well, every election is kind of the big one, but this is the biggest one. If folks are just now kind of getting interested in this, and I want to take us in the Wayback Machine just a little bit, catch people up, let's get a little bit more on Wendy, where she lives, where she comes from. We already know what you're about. You just told us that.
Well, I was born in Oklahoma, born in Norman, we've lived for 14 years it's in Washington County, but halfway between Collinsville and Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. We live on an airstrip so that, you know, my husband can fly his airplanes out of the backyard. And I am a homeschool mom. I have 6 children, 1 grandchild. They were at the event last night. I got to see my grandbaby. Mm. And that is who I am. As you probably figured out, I am a constitutional conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the time where we always let the candidate jump on the stump and just have at it here for the next few minutes. So I know you got some left over from your big event last night, but you're always very straightforward anyway. So let's hear what Wendy has to say about Wendy.
Okay. Well, again, I am Wendy Stearman. I am the Republican nominee for the Oklahoma House District 11, and I want to represent the individual. I want to represent and protect the rights that we as individuals have. The right to life should never be harmed. We should never have our lives taken from us prematurely at any stage. Mm-hmm. I represent the right to property, which is part of the pursuit of happiness. And finally, that right to liberty. I want to preserve that precious right that we Americans enjoy. So mm-hmm. that is my goal. That is my plan. I would love to represent the individuals at the state level.
Great. You know, something happened in the news just recently, because when we first started talking in our interviews, we talked a little bit about COVID-19 mm-hmm. and how some areas are more restrictive than others. And we're finding out now that the World Health Organization says, you know, shutting down businesses probably wasn't such a good idea. But that's along the lines of what you said about, you know, letting people make their own decisions early.
Right. And in health choices, above all, should we not have that fundamental right mm-hmm. to decide whether or not we are going to protect ourselves? Mm-hmm. There's been all sorts of misinformation coming out. No one knows what to believe anymore. And you can talk to two different people and get, you know, 10 different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So there's no facts that we're really seeing that are similar. That it's all over the place.
Yeah, nothing concrete.
Right.
Other than it's
so we
there.
Kind of have to be left to our individual decisions in that mm-hmm. because nobody really knows the right answer.
Wendy, if people want to volunteer as they get down to crunch time, mm-hmm. or if they want to make a contribution to your efforts, how do they get a hold of you and your campaign?
Okay, well, calling me is always good. I like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. 918-500-5141. I have a website, and it is Stearman, F-O-R, Four House, stearmanforhouse.com. And all my contact info is on there, a donation page, a volunteer page. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, all the usual places. So if you just Google my name, pretty much you're going to find some way to contact mm-hmm. me.
How's that piloting school going?
I've had one lesson in the last few weeks.
You've been a little busy.
I was pretty rusty. Oh, goodness, I was rusty.
But the rest of the time you've been kind of up in the air, but in a different way. You've been running for office, so yes. We kind of understand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, good luck. And we will be seeing you, I think it's the 27th, with the forum as you take on your challenger, Miss Tindall.
Yeah.
And that'll be on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and at K1TV.com. One in a row, I did. Thank you very much, Ms. Stearman. Hang on tight. We've got more coming up right here on K1.